Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
In the past, power plants produced energy at any cost. Now we're not only producing energy, but we're producing less pollutants. It's better for the community, and it's going to be better for generations to come.
Here, and once again, the master of productivity, Mr. Merlin Mann of 43folders.com, is here to show us how to cruft up your browser. Yes, if your browser, your Finder, does not have sufficient tabs, windows, buttons, and bells, Merlin's going to show you how to do this.
That's right. It's like Chrome in a can. It's a program called Pathfinder.
I use this. I love it.
I love it.
You know who loves this?
Who loves
this? Steve Wozniak. I showed this on one of the Geek Cruises as one of my Mac gems. I do Mac shareware and freeware programs. And he came up to me afterwards and said, I'm so glad you showed Pathfinder. And he doesn't like to say this publicly because he doesn't want to be seen as kind of bad-mouthing Apple stuff. But he says, it's just so much of a better finder.
Yeah.
Now, if you want a simple, clean interface, Finder's great. Mm-hmm. But if you're a power user and you want more, Pathfinder gives you a lot.
If you want a really clean interface, you can just use the shell. But the Finder, as much as we love the Finder, and it's changed the way that, you know, when Multifinder came out back in the day, what was it, 1945?
Multifinder.
1945 it came out. I remember
that. Sure, because it was right after
Right after the war. Yep, I remember that. Yep. And it's a fantastic little thing. It's great to be able to get around. But there's a lot of functional deficits to the Finder. It's not the most efficient thing in the world. Well, Pathfinder comes along, and it's got functionality out the whatever you're allowed to say on Mac Break. But basically, Pathfinder's way to have your own little kind of Chrome cruft-delicious bat cave of functionality.
Now, I should point out, this is not how Merlin runs it. I made him open all of these windows and things. Yeah. You can simplify this considerably.
You can simplify this a little bit, yeah.
Well, it replaces Finder, right? You don't have to run Finder.
Let's do this. Why don't we start by looking at the basics of how this can be a lot like a regular old Finder. And that is to say that you've got little listings of files. One nice thing I love about Pathfinder is this ability. I don't know if you can see up here.
It's got what they call breadcrumbs.
That's
to go
right.
back in time.
It shows you the path to where you right. are, lets you very quickly jump up and down.
And it has the icon and the tiles and the list and all the column view. You can,
that's right.
So right now we're doing the list view, but it does do the column view.
And it's
view.
Got the, you know, the kind of familiar looking sidebar that you have in the Finder. As we'll see in a minute, this one has a little more to it. You also have your volumes showing up here. So one thing, first of all, that makes this kind of special is a lot of the functionality of the capital D desktop is now kind of folded in to one Finder window.
Right.
So you have the ability to do everything that you need to do all inside of one window.
This is good for you. You showed us earlier how to do the undistracted Mac, where you get rid of all the icons on the desktop. And you see they're not here on this desktop. You don't need icons on the desktop because it's all in this window.
Yeah.
You hide that window, it's gone. In fact, it'll auto-hide. You can even say auto-hide, and that window just disappears when you're not using it.
And it makes an advance that I have to imagine Cupertino is going to look at soon, which is the ability to have tabs. So I can now have multiple folders represented as tabs, right?
Same as Firefox does it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, same as Safari. And that, you know, this can be really powerful. Another thing I love a lot on here, to me, this is something that should be included in the Finder, is this thing called the drop stack. So over here, you'll see this little thing called the drop stack. You can take files.
How many times have you opened a window, open another window, resize, move them around so you could drag files from one window to the other? It's just a pain in the butt.
It's a huge pain. If you've got to do a lot of moving files around and you're not real quick in the shell or Quicksilver, you end up having to do a lot of dragging and a lot of clicking.
This actually allows you to take files from different folders even
Put
them all on
you
the drop stack.
You can jump all over the place and grab stuff and put it all into here. And then when you're ready to go and move it into someplace new.
Let's create a new folder.
Yeah, right. Make a new folder here, and I can drag all that stuff from the drop shelf. Each one is a separate little item. I can drag them all in like that.
So very quickly you can move stuff around.
Everything's in there.
Yeah, very
handy.
Nice
and easy to use. Gosh, where do you start with all this? There's so much here. Let's bring out a few more of those bat wings real quick to look at. This little left side over here. These are all of your running processes. It allows you to jump around to different applications.
So if you're a command tab type, this is another way to quickly get to applications.
And it allows you to, I'm going to use this myself for just a second here. Go to files. It allows you to, for example, be able to drag files onto open applications, which can be real handy.
Very handy.
You can actually still leave your dock off. You never need it again. Let's look over here on the right. This is pretty handy. You have a preview window. This is a totally configurable window, by the way. I can go over here and I can say, show me my document shelf, show me the open volumes. I can say, show me all the processes. Again, I can move all of these little bits anywhere I want to have them.
The design behind Pathfinder really is to give you just complete control over how you want it to look.
That's exactly right. And this is one thing I love. Like, if you've got a million files that are kind of similar, this almost works sort of like head in the shell, like, you know, head and tail. This allows you to see the first few lines of a text file. So you can pull that up and bring it in.
You can actually see the whole thing.
You can see the whole thing. You can read a whole document in here. You can even listen to...
In fact, it has a text editor built in, so you'll never use text edit again. If you want to edit text, you can create text files automatically and you can edit them.
From right here, I can just hit Option Command T. Excuse me, what am I saying? Option Command N to create a new text file. I am new. And that automatically opens up.
Now, this is not text edit. It's just kind of this built-in editor.
Yep. I just start typing, close it up, and there we see when I go back to preview, there's my document I just made. It's all in there. I love this. You can actually go and listen to different kinds of music.
There's the album art, which is neat.
Album art pulls right out of the MP3 file. And so you can look at movies in here. You don't have to go and open it up separately in iTunes.
It previews a lot of document file formats, including Word.
Yes.
A lot of stuff that makes it very simple for you.
Very fast. Now, here's something I love. Now, everybody, you know, has different feelings about Spotlight. How they love Spotlight. Pathfinder not only lets you do Spotlight, and not only lets you view things like smart folders, it brings back something I love, which is just simple filtering by string. Like, you used to be able to get this in things like FileBuddy, programs like that back in the day. So from in this folder, I can go up to this handy little window and say, show me, for example, all of the files that just contain the string AR.
And it just did it. Boom. Yeah. And they narrowed it down to those files only.
It's really quick. Or, I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do. I can say, just show me by extension. So I can say, just show me the text files in here. They've even added this. This is a newer piece. I don't even know what this thing's called. It's kind of an
advanced search a little bit.
Yeah, so like if you've got this huge window full of stuff and I want to find that AR string again, I can just say select and close, and instead of thinning them, it selects all the ones that I want. So again, think about when you're looking at log files, if you're looking for a certain date range, you're looking for a certain kind. It just makes it real easy to move that stuff.
This is just an application. There's nothing. It's not nothing running in the library or an extension or anything. Just a plain old application.
I think it's just an application. I think it installs a crash reporting functionality, but apart from that,
and you can have it close the Finder or leave it open, right? So you're not really abandoning the Finder if you still like that interface.
You're not. Now let's show them where it gets real geeky. Now for people who live in Linux all the time, this is probably not such an exciting thing, but Pathfinder brings us the shell
without opening terminal
of every window. That's right. So I can do basic Linux commands right from here. This can be, you know, there's some things that are just always going to be faster to do in the shell, and this makes it real easy to do that. Of course, you know, the cost of this is some of the drop-dead simplicity of the Mac Finder has been lost in favor of the Batcave.
We wouldn't call it elegant. It's more like a Swiss Army knife. I like this. You can see the console, which is kind of neat. People don't normally open the console window, but that's a very useful...
If you're having problems, gosh, I hope I'm not exposing any...
private stuff there.
I don't think it is. Well, look at that. They have a pretty window. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, and that's very handy for, diagnosing issues.
Your applications are going to be spitting all kinds of
messages. For geeks.
This is very geeky. It's totally
Grandma doesn't
geeky.
Want Pathfinder.
No.
But if you're a power user, you want. Built-in burning.
Mm-hmm. Easy to burn CDs. Another thing I love, we're not even getting into the really sexy stuff here. The commands menu gives you all kinds of different ways. Like, say you don't necessarily want to make zip files.
I'm a BZIP kind of guy.
BZIP and GZIP are super efficient.
Yeah.
And I can go in and say, compress these in any of these different formats.
Including BZIP, GZIP,
super easy to
tar.
Make a DMG from any file. You get an entire application
This
menu.
Is cool. Look at that. That's all your application.
And you can set that as a global.
That's crazy, man.
Anyway, there's like a fairly endless number of ways. So for people who are still waiting for Cupertino to do a major update to the Finder, you can get a lot of kind of functional excitement out of this. As I say, it's not the most lightweight app in the world, but for people who are craving that extra functionality, something like this plus Quicksilver is a great combination.
Yeah, well, and that's something I'd point out. You're, for instance, big on text files for lists and so forth, using Quicksilver to manage them, and this is a nice adjunct to that. It gives you kind of the capability to look, create, and manage these text files within a Finder thing. You're not going to get rid of the Finder. Many people don't need more than the Finder, but if you're a power user who wants more, this is, I think, a great solution. It's not free. It's shareware, $30.
But you can try $30 range.
Try it for free.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say I like it a lot. Merlin likes it, and Woz gives it 2 thumbs up.
Nothing wrong with that.
Pathfinder. Just one more reason to watch Mac Break. Stuff like this, stuff like the great Merlin man. We'll have him back real soon. I hope you'll come back real soon. I'm Leo Laporte. This has been Mac Break.
My favorite fishes to eat are between crappie, catfish, and walleye.
In the past, power plants produced energy at any cost. Now we're not only producing energy, but we're producing less pollutants. It's better for the community, and it's going to be better for generations to come.